Hi, this is Mo Oster, MISNI's Senior Vice President for Advocacy. I lead a team of lobbyists fighting for you in Albany and sometimes in Washington, D.C. As the second surge of COVID cases continues to worsen and hospitalizations continue to increase in every region of the state, Governor Cuomo announced this week that he anticipated that New York could receive its first 170,000 doses of vaccine by December 15th. Assuming the FDA approves the vaccine editing next week. The first doses will go to healthcare staff working at nursing homes and nursing home residents, followed by healthcare staff at hospitals. As was widely reported in the media, MISNI announced the results of a physician survey this week that reported that nearly 80% of the responding physicians would take the vaccine once it was widely available, and that only 7% indicated that they would not. These numbers are critically important as we know patients will look for guidance from their physicians as to whether to obtain the vaccine. The governor also announced this week that due to very troubling increases in COVID hospitalization in Western New York, that elective surgeries would be postponed in Erie County. However, it was further clarified that the postponement only applies to elective surgical procedures performed in those Erie County hospitals and not those performed in ambulatory surgery centers and office-based surgery locations. Also this week, CMS announced that it was implementing a drastic, over 10% decrease to the 2021 conversion factor that determines all Medicare payment rates. The cuts are largely in part due to long overdue increases for payments for evaluation and management codes. However, because of statutorily required budget neutrality requirements, CMS is bound to make cuts in other areas that offset these E&M increases. As was noted in an AMA summary, the 2021 Medicare payment rule will produce some significant anticipated positive and negative updates based upon physician specialty. On the positive side, CMS anticipates that family practice physicians will see a 13% increase, and that rheumatologists and endocrinologists would also see double-digit increases. On the flip side, radiology would see a 10% decrease, anesthesiology an 8% decrease, thoracic surgery an 8% decrease, and vascular surgery and emergency medicine would see 6% decreases. Recognizing that now is a terrible time for any physician to receive any cuts, MISNI has been working with several state medical societies across the country, as well as the AMA, to urge physicians to contact their senators and respective U.S. representatives to have Congress pass legislation to permit these long overdue E&M increases to go forward, but at the same time have Congress pass legislation to prevent the corresponding deep cuts from going into effect. You can join us by sending a letter from MISNI's grassroots action site. Several members of New York's congressional delegation have already signed letters to House and Senate leadership urging action to prevent these cuts. And bipartisan legislation has been introduced in Congress, sponsored by physician representatives in Congress, Dr. Ami Bera and Dr. Larry Buchan. MISNI this week joined with six other Northeastern state medical societies in a joint letter to our respective congressional delegates urging immediate action to prevent these steep Medicare cuts. The letter also urges action to enact a further COVID package, which includes an expansion of the CARES Act provider pool, a restart of the Medicare Advance and Accelerated Payment Program, and funding to state governments to help prevent steep cuts to their Medicaid program. New York currently faces a $15 billion revenue shortfall in its current fiscal year and a $63 billion multi-year shortfall due to unanticipated drops in tax revenue. Our joint letter also urges that Congress proceed cautiously in the area of surprise medical bills, given that several bills that have emanated from the various congressional committees to address this issue greatly favor market-dominant health insurance and are inconsistent with more balanced laws like those enacted in New York and Texas. Turning to our upcoming educational program, we have a litany of activities coming up. Please join us tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. for our annual Multi-Association Veterans Matters CME program in conjunction with the New York State Psychiatric Association and the New York chapter of the National Association of Social Workers. Participants will receive 3 CME credits. The goal of this program is to help identify signs and symptoms of mental health responses, including depression, anxiety, PTSD, and suicidal ideation in veteran patients, as well as discussing the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and its on the mental health of veteran patients. Please also join us for other upcoming education. Next week, on Thursday, December 10th at 7:30 a.m., we will host an educational program on steps to physician wellness and resiliency. And join us for our next Medical Matters program on December 16th, COVID-19 from a physician-patient perspective. Thank you again for taking the time to listen to this podcast, for your support for your county and state medical society, and your dedication to your patients. We'll talk again next week.